News release Just Recovery Simcoe. A series of virtual all-candidates meetings for all five Simcoe County ridings has been launched by Just Recovery Simcoe, a broad alliance of groups across the region that are focused on improving the well-being of people, nature and communities. The virtual debates across the ridings have also been co-organized and endorsed by local groups ranging from ratepayers and housing advocates to environmental groups. Just Recovery Simcoe volunteer coordinator Julie Johnson said that this election needs to start focusing on issues that are required to support the health and well-being of people and our communities, such as affordability, poverty reduction, increased environmental protection and climate action. The groups that have been working behind the scenes on this are strong community advocates who are seeing more people struggle, they are seeing climate science being ignored and they are seeing increasing inequity, and yet, there are solutions available that just need the political will to implement them. The debates will be hosted starting on May 12, with the final debate on May 17. Afterwards, a video recording of the debate will be shared via social media and on Just Recovery's YouTube channel. Most of the debates will be moderated by the Simcoe County Greenbelt Coalition's Executive Director, Margaret Prophet. What we keep hearing is that people are unclear about what the candidates will do for their community. Not everyone is able to make it to in-person events or feels comfortable right now due to health concerns, so we wanted to provide a format that people could access regardless of their timetable and schedules. In the end, this is an important election about the direction that Ontario goes and how it will address the climate crisis, affordability, and growing inequity. Voting is an important decision people need to make, and we want them to be as well informed as possible. You can register for the virtual all-candidates meeting at justrecoverysimcoe.ca/elementor1455. The audience will also be able to ask questions at the end of the meeting. Voting day is June 2, but people can vote in advance polls before then as well. Prophet says, "Now is not the time to give up on politics or the idea that we can have more prosperous, healthier communities. We need people to vote and vote for the changes that they'd like to see in their communities. Voting is the first step, but it's not the last."